League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
So the Lions have the ball and they're moving and they're in Green Bay territory and they got an opportunity to backdoor because it's 11 and a hook. And that's a problem. It's 35-17 right now, 2:08 left, no timeouts left for the Lions. And they got a shot here. They score, you'll lose by the hook. Oh, the humanity of it all. Can't have it. They're at the 39 of the Packers. And I'm watching our boy McAfee on with Peyton and Eli. These guys are hilarious. I think they do a great job. And I think their guests are great. It's a great concept. I think they should just go with it on a normal, you know, broadcast. I think what they'll do is in the future, I think the guess is that they'll, I said this on Coast to Coast, I think they'll get rid of the three guys they have doing it. They'll say they're not going to do it, that Levy and Greasy and Riddick are doing a great job. And the reality is that Peyton and Eli were on once and they kicked their ass. They've been on 1 week and they are phenomenal. And they're funny. They're entertaining. It's a blast to watch them. And I wanted to see if it dropped off from, you know, the first week or whatever to now. It's just as good this week. They didn't like, you know, start with a bang and then, you know, fade a little bit. They've come out and done it again tonight and they get great guests and it's just rocking. I think it's a great concept. I've always said they chase the dragon after Gifford and Meredith and Cosell. I think they've never been able to equal that booth ever in the history of Monday Night Football. They've tried a million times. But I think this is the answer. No one wants to admit it, but I think it is. I think that these two are great, and I think people like them, and I think they're welcomed into America's family rooms and whatever, and in their bars, and people are, like, laughing. They're like, I love this guy. I love his brother. They're great. I can't get enough of it. I think they might, in the near future, that they might replace him. Seriously, the other guys are boring. I mean, I like them. They're good guys, la-di-da, but I think they're boring. At the end of the day, compared to this, where you're laughing and you're having fun and they're cracking jokes and the guests are funny and they're wild and everybody's loose and no one's all dressed up and it's not cheesy. I think it's cool. I think they should stick with it. I really do. So anyway, the Broncos beat the Jaguars by 10, 23-13. They're 2-0, and they're going home to play Mafia's Jets. and they're getting involved. I love it. Teddy Bridgewater, 26 of 34, 328, a 9.6 average, two TDs, no picks. He got sacked three times. His rating was 125.6. How about the Broncos all of a sudden? I mean, honestly, they're playing well. I love it. I hit that bet as well. And then the Vikings and Cardinals, 34-33. Cardinals win it. That was a wild game in Zona. But the Vikings wouldn't go away. It's amazing to me. They're 0-2. Arizona's 2-0. I love this team. Kyler Murray, you name it. I think they're loaded. Hopkins is the best. I think he's the best receiver in the league. And they're winning. So I did say that I thought they'd win that division. Everybody said it was crazy. We welcome our radio affiliates, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, near Tijuana, do you wanna? Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio, hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's Pharrell on the bench on a misery Monday night, 35-17. Packers, $1.55 left. In the rain, slight rain in Lambeau tonight. But how about your boy, Kyler Murray? He's 29 of 36, 400 yards, three TDs. He got picked twice, but the guy's doing it. Moore, the receiver, 7 catches, 114 yards, and a TD. I love it. And, you know, he can throw to anybody. He, you know, Hopkins can be a decoy. I want to look at his numbers because he had 4 catches, 54 yards, 13.5 average, and a touchdown. Green had a touchdown. Moore had a touchdown, but Moore had the big game. And Williams also had a big game, 7 catches, 94 yards. And Kirk had 3 catches, 65 yards. Hopkins, 4 for 54. Green, 3 for 44. And Edmonds, 5 for 29. They have a nice cachet of receivers that they can spread it around to. And Murray's so elusive in the pocket. He's running around. He reminds me of a smaller Fran Tarkington. He is so clutch. Oh, no. No backdoor cover. He threw in the end zone. Oh, the guy dropped it. Thank God. Oh, God. Billy. Oh, Billy. Don't give me a backdoor cover. Please, I need the Packers. Come on, son. Let's get involved here. I think that was fourth down. I could be wrong. If it's fourth down, it's lights out. All right, we'll come back. It's Pharrell on the bench.
Don't have to listen to Sports Grid.
You can always go downtown.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Scour the sidewalks, find a penny, and pick it up. Or you can get the winning edge
right here.
And you won't get Tomy.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
So I hit 79% of the NFL bets this week, 38-1, 30 wins, 8 losses, and 1 push, the Bengals-Bears push. And for the week, all games included, 79% of my bets hit on PharrellOnTheBench.com and on SportsGrid. All documented, all on Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid Radio. You hear the show, and then the website is all posted and documented. So I'm sorry I suck so bad at hitting 79% of the bets in the NFL. Sorry about that. You know, especially when all these people start bragging about their little puny 52, 53% weeks in the NFL, which to me is like I jump off a cliff if I'm that bad. Seriously. So anyway, the game that disappointed me was the Falcons. I don't know why I would take them. They suck so bad. All they do is lose. The Bucs killed them. I knew the Bucs would win. I thought the big fat number, if Ryan could do anything and hit Ridley, get some TDs, which he did do, but it was that Brady just absolutely was on autopilot and started throwing touchdowns. He had 5 of them. And I just want to look at his numbers. 24 at 36, 276, a 7.7 average, 5 TDs, no picks, 3 sacks, a 129.2 rating. And, I mean, everybody got in on it this game. Evans had 2 TDs, Godwin 1, Gronkowski 2. I mean, it's just never ending. And the Falcons suck. Here's Ryan. Not bad, though. 35 of 46, 300 yards, 6.5 average, 2 TDs, 3 picks. And that killed him. 1 sack and an 80 rating. And then nobody does anything. Pitts, 5 catches, 73 yards, a 14.6 average. That was the best on the team. His longest, a 24-yarder, and he had 6 targets and caught 5 passes. And then Ridley had 7 catches, 63 yards, a 9 average, and a TD. His longest, 22 yards. His targets was 10. So they're 0-2. All they do is lose. That's the bottom line. They suck.
That was a shootout for a while.
Every week. What's that?
That was a shootout. That was worrying me for a while that the Tampa wasn't going to be able to cover that. You know, I know you had Atlanta there. You were almost, you know, dead on there. They were going with them. And then the fourth quarter, the 2 big late pick sixes were the difference there. You know, we heard Brady on the show today giving credit to the defense. That's why they actually were able to cover that, because for a while the defense was getting lit up by Matt Ryan, and it was, you know, a shootout game where they were going to lose by a touchdown or a field goal or something like that, where Tampa should have blown them out and almost didn't.
I mean, all they do is lose. You know, they remind me of the Lions. They're in the game in the first half and they're playing well, and then something happens to them at halftime and they don't do anything in the second half. I mean,
the coach, same team,
in the second half today. That's crazy, right?
It's amazing how they could both of them change their coaching staffs and it just looks the same exact team that it was last year, the year before every that. Year. It just doesn't change.
Every year, it's the same thing. Do you think Rodgers is going to keep his hair like, you know, long, like this rock star status long? He's got like a gigantic, you know, mullet basically coming out of his helmet. He doesn't shave. He looks like he's just an animal. He's like a savage.
You know, he quoted Tombstone in one of his first press conferences back. That's what he's going for. He's going for the Tombstone look there.
Doc Holliday. He didn't have long hair though, but he was a badass. Cowboys beat the Chargers 20-17. That was one of my favorite bets. My two favorite were the Cowboys and the Ravens winning outright. My third was the Titans spread, which they did hit. And I guess my fourth favorite in terms of spreads was the Raiders. I thought they would cover against the Steelers and they beat them outright. I thought that was a really cool play. Broncos win again for me, like I said. Cardinals win again for me. Vikings cover. And in that Colts game, that was beautiful. They suck, and yet they cover. They lost 27-24, and they lost their quarterback with the double ankles. But all I know is they covered. That's all I care about. So the Cowboys get it done 20-17. And I just want to look at Dak's numbers. He was 23 of 27, 237. An 8.8 yard average, 1 pick, 2 sacks, and an 87 rating. Not that good. But who cares when you win the game? I think everybody was on Herbert and the Chargers, that they're the deal, and everybody thinks they're going deep into the playoffs, maybe to a title game, maybe to a Super Bowl in their own building. And then there's other people that think the Rams are going to go in their own building to the Super Bowl. Both teams are good, but how about Dallas going out there with Dak and getting it done? Pollard a TD. Zeke a TD. No receivers caught TDs, though, but I like it. Dallas is 1-1 now. So are the Chargers.
And they went on Zerline's leg. How about that one? But you didn't see that coming.
What was it, a 54-yarder? Was that how far it was?
Yeah, some deep one over 50 yards after, you know, last week, leaving, 7 points on the field with the missed field goals and an extra point. He hits a game winner from deep in this one.
Boswell, the Steelers kicker, he kicked one, I think, I could be wrong, but I think it was either 54 or 56 yards.
And Prater kicked one over 60, but that was at like just before halftime.
Late in the game, he did it, and he kicked it right into us. It like flew right near our seats, and I just want to look at it. That was the one. It was 56 yards. It barely made it over the crossbar. It was crazy, but again, they win. I have to say the Steelers have a hell of a punter. I guess he won the Ray Guy, you know, award in college, but this kid can flat out punt. I mean, to tell you, and I just see the, I don't even know the kid's name. All I know is Gunnar was telling me about him. He won the Ray Guy, and I saw this guy booming punts. I mean, you know, the Ray Guy type, straight up in the air. They got hang time all day, and he can really kick. That's really exciting, knowing that the most important thing on your team is your punter, because nobody else is doing anything. They look disappointing to me, like they're not going anywhere and not getting better. That's a concern. Titans rally. They were down 15 at a half, and they beat the Seahawks in overtime. 33-30. How about that? That's incredible. King Henry does it again. He went off. He had 100 and I think 82 yards, something like that. 182 yards, a 5-yard average, 5.2, 3 touchdowns, his longest run, 60 yards. He was the horse, 35 carries, and then it just opens everything up. Tannehill, 347 yards. Look what Henry does for Tannehill with his big ground attack. When he's running, Tannehill can do whatever he wants, play action, you name it. Although he threw no TDs, no picks, got sacked 3 times. They got it done, and they're 1-1 now, so it is what it is. That's a tough loss for Seattle. Up 15 at the half, and you don't get it done. Ravens, that was unbelievable last night. They should have lost that game 5 times, but they win it over Mahomes and the Chiefs, 36-35, and your boy Jackson was incredible. Lamar, 239, a 9.2 average, a TD, 2 interceptions, 1 sack, not a high rating, but he won the game, and he had a huge rushing touchdown. It's Pharrell on the bench. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
So I wanted to look at the college football from the weekend because, you know, we just breezed through it on Coast to Coast and there were so many great games. And I usually go from, you know, the top down and then I run out of time, but I'm looking at like the bottom up and I wanted to, some of them were so great. The upsets, I hit Fresno State spread against UCLA. They beat them outright at the Rose Bowl. Can you believe that? 40-37. I mean, Fresno's putting together a nice season. I mean, they mean business. They're 3-1 now, and they're no joke at all. And they've had a couple of good games. They beat, they almost beat Oregon. Obviously, they kicked UConn's ass, and then they beat Cal Poly. But the UCLA win is huge. And there they go on the road. Hayner was able to overcome a huge hit to his right hip to lead the Bulldogs to the upset win. He threw for 455 yards, 2 TDs and a pick. I mean, the kid went off. I love it. I hit.
Did he heat the game on social media afterwards too? They put up like, I think on Instagram, they put up a picture of like their someone from their team, kind of, you know, an image of them looking up at the Hollywood sign, except the only letter that was left up was the L. And it said, see you later, Los Angeles, LOSS.
I love it. That's great. And that's a huge win for them, going to L.A. and beating them at the Rose Bowl. You got to be kidding me. That's the biggest thing they got going for them. I love it. And they cover. They're a tough team. They're dangerous. I hit Iowa State, and they blew out UNLV. I mean, at some point, UNLV should just get rid of the football program. It's so embarrassing. Year after year, they're always awful. They never get better. All they do is bend over. Everyone they play kills them. It's embarrassing. 48-3, the Cyclones. And they hadn't looked good at all until they got to hook up with UNLV. I hit both sides of that bet, too. And I hit BYU, both sides of that, money line and spread. That's what I mean when I say both sides. BYU by 10 over Arizona State. Everybody was on Arizona State. They think that, you know, Herm's got this great team. I know he cheats. I think that's fantastic. Good job, Herm. And they've had all kinds of problems, but they do have a decent team, and they can score, and they can play with anybody. But BYU at Edwards Stadium in Provo, they're getting it done now. That's 2 weeks in a row. They beat Utah, and then they beat Arizona State. So they're kind of making a name for themselves. I hit both sides of that. I hit Ole Miss to win. I went for it with Tulane. 15 wasn't enough. They got smoked by 40 like a doobie. I also went for Virginia getting 10, and they got smoked by 20. At North Carolina in Chapel Hill, I want to see what Sam Howell did. Steelers are interested in him. I want to see what he does every week. 14-21, 307, 5 TDs, 14.6 yard average, and a 93.9 quarterback rating. So that's a little bit better than throwing 3 picks in your first game, right? But they didn't cover. I had Penn State to win, and I had Auburn plus 7. They lose by 8. I thought Bo Nix was terrible at the end of that game on that last drive to try to, tie the game with a 2-point conversion. He was 21-37 for 185 yards, a 5-yard average, and a bad rating of 70.2. But that's a tough team. I thought the environment there was hostile. I think it's going to pay off down the road for him. I think they, Bigsby had a big game, 2 TDs rushing. He's a badass. He had 102 yards. Nice game by him. They weren't able to get any receivers in the end zone. I think the crowd had a lot to do with it. The whiteout drives everyone nuts. They should just do it every single game. And maybe they do, but I think they, sometimes just wear their Penn State stuff. But, they're blue. But, this was a whiteout, and it gets people all kinds of flustered. Oregon beat Stony Brook 48-7. They covered for me. That was a double cover. Georgia, South Carolina was a double cover. I had, 31.5, 32.5, something like that. But they covered. They lost 40-13. And it's a rivalry game. Georgia still kicked their ass. But South Carolina covered. That's all that matters to me. I hit both sides of that. I hit Arkansas to win over Georgia Southern. They got blown out. I couldn't believe Clemson 14-8 over Georgia Tech. What has happened to Clemson Mafia? When they used to dominate and score so much, I mean, is it because Trevor Lawrence is gone? But I thought they had this, amazing quarterback that we'd seen play before. And he hasn't done anything. I don't even want to try to say his name, but you know who I'm talking about. He replaced Trevor Lawrence at, Anyway, 18-25, 126 yards, a 5-yard average. Why aren't they scoring? Why aren't they performing? I mean, Georgia shut them down. Now this, Georgia Tech sucks. How do you not score against them?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a team that was a 19-point favorites like 2 weeks before that and lost outright, and then you could barely score against them. They're obviously not a good team. There's a program that's been pretty beat up over the last, 5, 6, 10 years, something like that. So I thought they were going to steamroll them, and they didn't. I thought that they're going to open things up. They started doing that last week against a lesser opponent, and then this week they didn't against a conference opponent. They didn't put that stamp on there. I don't know if it's that they lost so much at so many different positions, and then they got all these other guys coming in and trying to figure things out. But they have not looked to be the same Clemson team at all. When we talk about Alabama and, you know, some of these other teams that are on that upper echelon level, Ohio State, usually it's like, all right, you lose a five-star, you bring in two more. You know, it's like, I mean, Medusa. You know, you cut off one head and two more come back. Not the case so far for Clemson, doesn't seem like, because they are not looking like the same team right now.
I mean, and I don't understand why they're ranked number five. How do you keep your ranking when you can barely win games over Georgia Tech? I mean, honestly. And Georgia Tech lost to Northern Illinois. They beat Kennesaw State, Farrellisaw State. And then Clemson goes and beats Georgia Tech at home in Death Valley. But 14-8, they couldn't do anything more than that. I mean, there's a problem with Clemson football right now for a change. I don't think they're going anywhere. They just do not look good to me. And we'll see what happens from this point forward. I don't think they should be ranked fifth in the land either. I mean it. Ohio State beat Tulsa 41-20. They did not cover. I think they were laying like 22.5 or 26.5, something like that. I don't want to get it wrong, but I know it's one of those two numbers. Iowa beat Kent State 30-7. I covered there. I think I laid 22. I could be wrong. Alabama did not cover. They won, though, which is, in, you know, layman's terms, all that matters to them and their success and their remaining schedule of their season, where they're going to be. Are they going to be in the playoff again? Are they going to be in the national championship again, like they always are? They did not look good, but good enough. They beat Florida in the swamp. And if you think that's easy, why don't you go try it? Go try to play down in Gainesville and see how you do against that crowd. They're just as rowdy as any college football crowd in the country. And they get it on. I mean, they are partying. They are drunk. They're high. They are hot, sexy, you name it. They got it all going. I thought Alabama blew it. I thought they had chances to cover in that game and put them away, and they just didn't. Every time they gave the ball back to Florida, they scored. They were running it in from 30 yards. It was unbelievable to me. I'll tell you what else is unbelievable. What Michigan is doing to people. I don't care who they play. This is old school Michigan football that we haven't seen in Ann Arbor in 25, 30 years, where they used to destroy everyone they played and they would run it down their throats. They're 3-0. They won 63-10. And now they get into the bulk of the Big Ten. They got Rutgers this week. And then they go to Madtown to see Wisconsin on the 2nd, which is a Saturday. And then they play at Nebraska. And then they have Northwestern at home right before Halloween on the 23rd. Then on the 30th, day before Halloween, Michigan, Michigan State. That's in East Lansing. Then they have Indiana in the Big House in Ann Arbor. And then they go to Penn State. That'll be a great game. November 13th in Happy Valley. And then they go to Maryland in College Park to see Tua's little brother, who's done a good job. He stole that game in Champaign last week, Friday night. That was impressive. And they were blowing that game. Remember, the kid fumbled at the 5. They would have gone up big. They fumbled the ball away. Illinois goes 95 yards and scores. And, I mean, Maryland really had to work. They were down in that game. They had to work to get that W, and he got it done. I got to commend him. And then Ohio State, Michigan is in Ann Arbor on November 27th at high noon. I mean, I got to tell you, I mean it. I think Michigan looks great right now running the ball, and I do not believe Ohio State deserves even to be a top 10 team with that porous defense of theirs.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever panicked at realizing you've lost your lucky troll doll, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, so I hit Michigan State winning at Miami outright on the money line and spread. That was a gigantic bet. Unranked Michigan State, now 3-0, goes down and spanks Miami, and people are starting to swirl around Manny Diaz. He has just not done it at Miami. I mean, that's just all there is to it, right? I mean, you just can't have this. I mean, they're not, you know, ranked anymore. They're 1-2. And the Sparty just ran it down their throat, I mean, all day long. And they just kept pounding it and killing them. I mean, 38-17, that's not even fair. I mean, what has happened to the Canes? It's unbelievable. I hit Buffalo with the spread against Coastal Carolina. I went for it outright. I thought they'd win the game outright, but they didn't. They did cover, though. I hit West Virginia over Virginia Tech outright, 27-21 in Morgantown. The ears getting involved. You know, everybody was drunk and partying at that crazy lunatic school. Believe me, you. Cincinnati won at Indiana in Bloomington. I mean, they are legit. You know what I mean? They are no joke. I think they can literally run the tables and be considered for a playoff. You know what? I'll tell you what. I'm not interested in Ohio State with that defense of theirs. I'm not interested in Clemson. They're, you know, to me, they're not proving anything. They're just, you know, barely winning games. They can't, you know, obviously base it on covering. That's not the way it works. But, you know, non-impressive wins aren't cutting the mustard. And Cincinnati's winning every week. And I went for Indiana and the upset, getting 4. I thought they'd win in Bloomington and get their season back. And now, frankly, they're 1-2 and their season's slipping through their fingers. And I think this kid, Ritter, is incredible. 20 of 36, 210, a TD and an interception. I thought he controlled the game and he just took it away from Indiana. Once he saw, you know, the light, you know, at the end of the tunnel, when he could finish them off late in the game, he did. He just took the opportunity, seized it, finished them off, and that was that. And Indiana had no more chance in that game. And Cincinnati means business. I think they're a really sneaky good team. They're one of my favorite top 25 teams. A&M, 34-0 over New Mexico. I hit that both ways. Oklahoma did not cover, but they did beat Nebraska. I think they should play every year. 23-16 Sooners. I'm not sure. I'm buying them. They're ranked third. Everybody loves them. You know, these voters love them. The AP, the coaches, they all love Oklahoma. Meanwhile, aren't all their games now ugly? I mean, they have all been ugly. The Nebraska game was ugly. All right, you beat West Carolina 76-0. But you beat Tulane by 5. And that's just not good enough, if you ask me. And I just don't like what I'm seeing from them. I split that. I didn't get the spread right. And I hit Notre Dame -7 against Purdue. They beat them in South Bend. So I went 30-8. 73% of my top 25 bets hit. Sorry, I'm in the 70s in pros, 79%. Sorry, I'm at 73% in the top 25 college football bets. Sorry I hit so many, you know, big games for you. It's got to be rough, you know, going on PharrellOnTheBench.com and raking all the money you are. You know what I mean? It's like raking leaves in your front yard, except they're all $100 bills. There were tons of other games. I wanted to look at some of them because all we ever do is look at the top 25. I told you, you know, in terms of Maryland's comeback on Friday night and Louisville beat UCF Friday night, that was another good game. So there's all the ranked games. Kentucky beat Chattanooga, but they didn't cover. That was a fail, 28-23. Missouri beat Southeast Missouri State. I'm pretty sure they covered. I could be wrong. 59-28. Tennessee 56-0 over Tennessee Tech. They covered. How about Western Michigan? I was there in Pittsburgh, and I was looking at the stadium when the game was happening because I was staying right there. They had a wild game, and Western Michigan beat Pitt 44-41. I can't figure that out. Pitt looks good 1 week, and everybody's like, wow, look at Pitt. Look at Pitt beating Tennessee 41-34. I mean, what does that say about Tennessee, right? Because you lose to Western Michigan the next week. I mean, Western Michigan isn't bad, but they should be beneath Tennessee, right? And then Pitt beats them but can't beat Western. You got to be kidding me. And that's an upset any way you slice it. Syracuse beat Albany and covered 62-24. BC 28-3 over Temple. Army blew out UConn. Everybody blows out UConn. 52-21. I was surprised Minnesota blanked Colorado in Boulder 30-0. I got that game wrong. I hit Kansas State 38-17 over Nevada. I hit so many games, it's not even funny. How about SMU winning and Louisiana Tech covering? Hit the double bet there. SMU 39-37. Rutgers over Delaware. I'm pretty sure they covered 45-13. Scarlet Knights. Eastern Michigan 42-28 over UMass. I'm not sure they covered. I don't think they did. Baylor 45-7 over Kansas. They covered. Miami of Ohio 42-7 over Long Island. Akron beat Bryant 35-14. They covered. Appalachian State blew out Elon. I went for Elon on the spread. That didn't happen. Oregon State 42-0 over Idaho. The Vandals. USC 45-14 over Washington State. That's a big win for them. And your boy Dante's Inferno. They finally get rid of Helton, and then they go out and win in Pullman his first game. And the freshman quarterback, Jackson Dart, came off the bench to throw four TDs. And they rebounded from the tough loss to Stanford. And we all know what happened to Helton there. But I bet on him. I laid 8.5. Double cover there. How about Florida State? They lost again. Wake kicked their ass. 35-14. And I mean, they are awful. I mean, they might fire Norvell. I mean, honestly, he's 0-3. He's got like a 5-year deal and he's a disaster. I mean, is he ever going to win a game at Florida State? Honestly, they are pathetic. That's amazing to me. It really is. How about Memphis? I gave you Memphis and 3.5. They beat Mississippi State outright. 31-29, Duke over Northwestern, 30-23. I got that wrong. I had Wyoming over Ball State. They covered 45-12. Colorado State beat Toledo. I got that wrong, 22-6. Cal over Sac State. I hit Sac State on the spread and Cal on the money line. I hit Washington. They covered against Arkansas State, laying 18. They covered. I went for Murray State. Bowling Green beat them somehow, 27-10. Texas San Antonio. Now, this is a close one. I think they were getting, I don't know, maybe 13.5. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's more Middle Tennessee. But that's too close to call. I don't have it in front of me. Texas San Antonio beat them 27-13. FAU over Fordham. They covered. Marshall, East Carolina. East Carolina beat them. I got burned on that game. 42-38, Pirates win. Liberty keeps winning. All they do is win. 45-17, they beat Old Dominion. I hit that. And Georgia State over Charlotte. I got that wrong. Texas Tech, I hit 54-21 over FIU. Troy over Southern Miss. I got burned on that one, 21-19 with the spread. It was 21-9, the real final. Houston beat Grambling, 45-0. I was getting 39.5. They didn't cover. South Florida beat Florida A&M, 38-17. Some of these games are just so stupid, I'm not even going to give them. San Diego State in overtime, I gave you over Utah to win outright as dogs, 33-31. Great win for the Aztecs. I got to tell you, every time I turn around, they win. They're 3-0. And they continue to impress. We already know some of these ranked ones. LSU 49-21 over Central Michigan. I hit that. I think they were laying like, I don't know, 19. They covered. UAB over North Texas 40-6. NC State over Furman. I got to look at the number on Furman. I bet on him, but I had NC State winning. And all I know is Utah State beat Air Force 49-45. I'm pretty sure I took Utah State in the spread. And then Stanford beat Vandy 41-23. I thought that game was going to be closer. I'm pretty sure I split it. Stanford to win and Vandy to cover, but I don't think they covered. Texas all over Rice, 58-zip. I hit that. Monroe, how about they pushed on Jackson State, laying 5. South Alabama by 7 over Alcorn State. New Mexico State beat South Carolina State, 43-35. They didn't cover. I hit Boise's game. They lost. I bet Oklahoma State to win outright, and they got it done on the blue carpet, 21-20. That was impressive. And how about I lose Arizona? They lost to Northern Arizona. What could be worse than losing to the Lumberjacks at home in Tucson? How the mighty have fallen, although they were never good in football. They're 0-3 now, and what a party for Northern Arizona. A freshman quarterback, R.J. Martinez, took the final snap and dropped to a knee on the final play, and then they partied at Arizona Stadium. That's embarrassing losing to them. Everything else I already gave you. And how about this one? San Jose State, I gave you to win, and Hawaii plus 7. They beat them, San Jose State, 17-13, so the double cover there as well. That's beautiful. I love it. I got to rack them up and look how many I hit. I'll look at the spreads like tomorrow, and I'll know exactly what I did in the unranked games. I do all the top 25 games, and then I do all the unranked games. And then I generally rank both of them, my like 10 favorite plays in the top 25 and my 10 favorite in unranked games. So another strong week. I mean, it's just unbelievable how I keep rolling. It really is in football, pro and college. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter which one. I just keep nailing games. So the Astros 2-0 on the Angels in the bottom of the 7th in Anaheim right now. Braves all over the D-backs. I got both of those going 9-3 after 5 in Arizona. The Mariners lead the A's 4-1. Reds I hit over the Pirates 9-5. Yankees 4-3 over the Rangers. I hit it. Royals swept the doubleheader over the Indians. Won both games. Tigers over the White Sox 4-3. I'll come back and give you the rest of the baseball scores and wildcard updates.
My buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
All right, so the Royals swept the doubleheader from the Indians. Your boy, Salvi Perez, with number 46. I think he, like, tied Johnny Bench or something with the most home runs ever for a catcher. Tigers 4-3 over the White Sox. The Marlins did it again. They beat the Nationals 8-7 in 10 innings. The Orioles beat the Phillies. How in the F do you lose to the Orioles when you're, you know, two back of the Braves in the East? You got to win every single day. And you can't beat crappy teams. It's like the Yankees. They can't beat the Orioles. They screw around with Cleveland. Now, tonight they beat the Rangers, thank God. But that's a huge loss for the Phillies. Terrible. And then the Rays beat the Jays 6-4 in Tampa. And the Cardinals made it 9 in a row. They beat the Brewers 5-2. I guess I'm going to, you know, jump off of them tomorrow. I think I took the Brewers on Tuesday. And so Lester won his 200 tonight in his career. Cards have won 10 straight. Arenado, a two-run homer. I mean, Cards beat the NL Central leading Brewers for their – oh, it's nine straight. So, look, you talk about being hot at the right time, right? I just want to look at it really quick in terms of the wild cards. That's all that matters, really, right? Boston, by a game and a half, has the top spot. Toronto, second. And in the National League, Dodgers and Cards. Reds, three back. See you tomorrow, 4 on Coast to Coast.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.